Vern, do you have any liquid IV that you send over to the Bronx for one Cole Reagans to make sure these cramps don't become a problem?
No, but I'm sure the training staff has them well equipped. I second your advice to Drew, by the way. Close the text line. Don't look at it or you will be lost for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's just not worth it, Vern.
I haven't looked. I just heard what he just said. And yeah, the text line is going to attempt to murder you via text message.
I just, that might be one.
Your own mental health.
There was extra police presence in the building today. I don't know why. Maybe it was because they were worried about Drew's safety.
It's for a different reason.
I thought Drew would be in a good mood with Tito Francona signing up with the Reds today.
That was a really good hire.
Yeah, it was. Great hire.
I like, Vern, when managers go two different ways. Like, Tito left baseball for 1 year, and he's like, I can't do this. I cannot just live a normal life in which I'm not doing baseball. Ned Yost retired, and he was like canning his own tomatoes inside of 4 weeks. He was so done. By the time he quit, I'm never coming back.
You know, I think Ned's the aberration, to be quite honest with you. Look at Andy Reid, right? I mean, this is a guy that I think we all understood if he would have taken a year off, but he stuck with it. Tito Francona, he looked really good today. Looked like he lost a lot of weight. So hoping that he's in good health because he has a very talented team. Why am I talking about the Reds? I apologize.
No, you're good. Let's talk about Cole Reagans, though. Obviously, hopefully the cramps aren't a problem, but based off of the last two outings from the starting pitching, where they haven't gone five innings, and I understand we could be critical on one day the move looks great for Q, the next day the player doesn't execute, and all of a sudden people are critical of pulling Michael Wacha. Tonight, though, man, I just can't imagine if it's the fifth, sixth, or heck, maybe even the seventh inning, if Cole Reagans, for the most part, is dealing, I just don't know if you can pull Cole Reagans before you get to the sixth or seventh tonight.
Yeah, listen, Wacha to me was clearly the correct decision on Saturday. He was up in the zone pretty consistently in those final two frames. I understood letting him face Gleyber Torres, but I think even if he would have got Torres, I don't believe that he's going to see Juan Soto a third time. That to me is what I'm expecting tonight from Cole Reagans is when that Soto-Judge combo presents itself for the third time, whether that's in the fifth, sixth, or seventh inning, that Cole Reagans is your best arm, is the best matchup that he's been pitching so well. Of course, we're going to allow him to face Soto and Judge a third time. This is what we've talked about really all season. For even though the bullpen is much improved of late, Cole Reagans isn't Michael Wacha. And with all due respect to Seth Lugo's great season, Cole Reagans is even better than Seth Lugo. Look at the names that Reagans finds himself in when it comes to some of the nerdy Fangraphs WAR. He's a top five pitcher. The only pitchers that have better numbers this season than Cole Reagans are Chris Sale, Tarek Skubal, and Zach Wheeler. Skubal in his playoff debut, 6 shutout innings. Wheeler, 7 shutout innings. Chris Sale couldn't go, so he cost his team a postseason spot. And Cole Reagans, in his debut, 6 shutout innings. Tarek Skubal needs to be the reason why the Tigers win this afternoon, and Cole Reagans needs to be the reason why the Royals win later on tonight.
When you look at the lineup, is it weird that I watched Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby not have good offensive days, Vern, but I feel as good as about the offense as I have in weeks? Because if they're going to get production from not those three guys and score runs, well, then imagine if they actually get the middle of the order going in a game together.
Yeah, I'm not. The reason why I agree with you is because Vinny's there.
Yeah.
I feel better about this team with Vinny on it. But no, watching, Yuli and MJ have nice days. Michael Massey's only had good days once the calendars flip to October. You know, that's nice, and I expect more quality at-bats. We talked about this last week with Yuli Gurriel. This is a guy that he's hitting fifth for you. You're relying on him big time. So that needs to be a constant. Michael Massey has the ability, yes, to make this a better-than-average offense, but I've seen MJ Melendez have nice days. The thing that makes him who he is inconsistency. So, listen, I'm not expecting to even see him, honestly, in the lineup today against a lefty and Carlos Rodon. No. To me, the offense is better because you have Vinny Pasquantino, but the 5 runs that you put up in that game back on Saturday doesn't really change how I view this group, especially when a couple of those runs were gift-wrapped by an errant throw from the Yankee shortstop. So However you felt about this offense going into this series, to me, that's how I'm still feeling.
When you look at the lineup for tonight, is it out yet, Vern? Do we know?
I haven't seen it, no.
I haven't seen it either. Do you expect that they'll maybe put Freddie Fermin in and then switch Salvi to first for that kind of thing? What do you think they'll do lineup-wise today, knowing that they got the lefty on the mound?
Yeah, Yuli's too good. I need that bat, and shoot, man, he made a pair of very nice throws at first base in that game on Saturday. I know it's first base, but I remember Lucas Duda's inability to make that throw. And let's be real, Freddie really didn't finish the season the way that we wanted. So I'm still running Vinny out there. I'm going to let Michael Massey face the lefty. I'm keeping Mike Hell in there at third. This is my opinion, but you know, corner outfielders, I'm going Renfro and right, Pham and left. Neither one of them have really good numbers off of Carlos Rodon. I'd still put Izzy out there for defensive purposes, but I wouldn't be surprised if Garrett Hampson gets the start as they play the matchup. Lefties I would pencil in right now would be Michael Massey and Vinny Pasquantino.
We're talking to Josh Vernier, Royals Insider. I want to hit on two quick things because it was certainly the talk of Royals fans on Saturday night, and you know how much we put on these things for the loss. I don't know. I don't think it's a huge chunk, but your thought on Salvador Perez getting sent from third in the second with nobody out at that point in time. And then we can get into the replay situation as well, where I think everybody believed Chisholm was out, yet they go to review, and of course, they botch the call.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I wasn't surprised that they didn't overturn it. Now, do I believe that he was out? Yeah, I do, but I can understand how it's not 100% clear and convincing. It's similar to the home runs that Cole Reagans gave up a few months ago, especially one to Big Christmas at Kauffman Stadium.
That still feel like I'm crazy fouled. Watching that one.
but you didn't have I didn't have a 100% certainty that was a foul ball back then. I didn't have 100% certainty that Jazz Chisholm was out. The send of Salvador Perez in the second inning. Listen, I'm normally the guy that says if you're not getting thrown out on occasion, you're not being aggressive enough. And I'm all for this team being aggressive. And I've seen Vance Wilson make that send plenty of times. But I haven't seen him make that send when it comes to Salvi with a Yuli, with a Vinny Pasquantino, with one of the more plodding runners. That to me is one of the four moments in this game that I don't want to say disappointed me, but to me, there were four moments in the game that overshadowed whatever you want to blame the umpires for or replay for, you know, a missed strike call against Bobby or a missed strike call that went against Michael Wacha in the game. To me, Sam Long can walk the nine hitter. Salvi's a future Hall of Famer. He's got to make a better throw to Massey to get Jazz Chisholm there at second base.
Yeah.
Vance Wilson can't send Salvi there in the second inning, and John Schreiber can't walk in a run there in the sixth inning. So, yeah, Vance, Salvi, you know, I'm going to, especially a guy like Salvi, when you are a future Hall of Famer, we're going to hold you to a higher standard. So, and I expect Salvi to make that throw tonight. I expect Vance Wilson to put up the stop sign tonight. I expect Sam Long to throw strikes to the first batter that he faces, especially if it's the nine hitter. That's what made it for me easy to turn the page after that tough loss back on Saturday.
Vern, do you, like some Yankees fans in my mentions over the weekend, think that Kauffman is a more hitter-friendly park than Yankee Stadium?
Well, I mean, that depends on what you're looking for. Are you a gap-to-gap guy? You're trying to hit triples? Sure, yeah, it's easier to do at Kauffman Stadium, but, you know, MJ goes 363 to the opposite field, and it looks like a blast compared to 339 from Gleyber Torres the inning before. Yeah, that's a joke in right field. Now, you know, the amount of triples that you're able to accumulate at Kauffman Stadium, some could also view as a joke.
Yeah, I guess, but man. Who's complaining about this team makes it too easy to trip? Maybe it's just because they got Bobby Wood Jr. Maybe he just makes the triples look easy.
Well, I mean, there are numbers, you know.
I know.
Because of triples, your OPS can go up. And, yeah, you can make it look like Kauffman Stadium's a more hitter-friendly place than Yankee Stadium. But it's baseball, Cody. You know this. I mean, you can find a number to back up really whatever silly claim you want to make.
For sure. Now, look, we thinking of numbers and math and everything, we all know it's pretty simple that if you lose tonight, you got to win out if you're the Royals. But is tonight, like with the way the series has started, if you don't get the split in New York, Do you believe the Royals have a chance to force this thing to go the distance?
Yeah, I would. You still have, Reagan's going again. You get Lugo coming up in game three. Waka going opposite a beatable Gerrit Cole. Especially if you can hit Luke Weaver, who suddenly is nasty in that Yankees
what's up with that?
Bullpen. You wouldn't feel good. And the thing that would disappoint me with a loss tonight is the anxiety that would be brought into Kauffman Stadium by Royals fans for that game on Wednesday. I just want that place electric, expecting a win, not dreading a loss. That's what concerns me. But no, if they lose this game tonight, I've just watched this team, been around this team, listened to this team enough that, that today mantra will really come in handy. And no, I wouldn't be surprised to see them rattle off three straight wins, especially with Lugo, Waka, and two of them at Kauffman Stadium.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, his on-deck show tonight, 5:30. That's going to be over on The Fan AM at 6:10 a.m. Vern will be listening, and obviously we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys.